Well, you heard it all right there in our discussion in the previous segment. Our guests from Greece and London talking about what is essentially a legal, constitutional, a sovereignty crisis between the nations of the Eurozone and the legislation that actually keeps them in either the European Union or this Eurozone economic arrangement. The surprise decision by the Greek prime minister to put the bailout plan announced last week to such market euphoria to a public referendum suddenly has the markets holding their breath. And to figure out what it is the markets are actually looking at here, Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times, joins us in the studio with a slight sore throat.
Slight sore throat, but right. Happy to be here.
You may be speaking quietly, but it doesn't mean it's not as urgent.
Not at all.
Exactly. So a 300-point drop for the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday. We're used to a lot of volatility lately, so in a sense, we shouldn't overreach on the significance of that drop. But what are markets able to look at here? I mean, in the discussion we just had, I couldn't really tell if the Greek vote would be binding on the Eurozone, if Greek voters could actually pull Greece out of the Eurozone, or if this sort of limps on with a lot of political anger.
John, there are still a lot of people out there, a lot of hedge fund traders and even some people at banks who think that the Eurozone is going away. And
really?
they are betting against that. And as you see each week, these questions come up. It looks more and more like the officials there can't pull it together. And so what you're seeing is people thinking about complete new order in Europe and possibly members breaking out of the Eurozone. And then there's fears whether our markets and our global economy can take that. So I'm sure, you know, you've thought many times, when is the Lehman moment here? Hopefully we don't have it. But a lot of people feel that Greece pulling out of the Eurozone could have that kind of impact. It could be very unstabilizing.
Now, the one scenario you described there with some alarm is a sort of a disorderly collapse of the Eurozone, which sounds like a calamity. But what if it's just like, all right, you know what? Eurozone didn't work. Got to move to a plan B here. An orderly transition away from the Eurozone. Are traders thinking that there is a scenario there that actually makes a lot of sense? We don't want to invest in Eurozone bonds anymore. We're investing in Germany and France, or maybe just Germany.
Well, you know, it's a little bit like when you have a company, a lot of times you'll have shareholders call for a company to break up because they'll say the company has gotten to a point where its units would be better valued separately. So you could kind of talk about that with the continent of Europe, that you're kind of mixing the value of all these different countries together. And we don't really know for sure if one subsidiary, i.e. Germany, is going to pay for the other subsidiary, i.e. Greece. But, you know, the other thing you're seeing on the world stage right now is some questioning of assumptions. So the assumption out of the European leaders in the last couple of years has been there is big debt here. You have to cut. You have to cut. But, you know, there's a whole line of economic thinking that says when you're in a slow growth economy, it's not the time to cut your debt. It's the time to figure out how to grow. And, you know, as they've been imposing all these austerity measures, you have had thousands of companies in Greece failing. Greece's economy has gotten substantially worse. In fact, their deficit has gotten worse because of these cuts. And so you could see people rethinking, okay, what does Europe do? Do they cut the debt now or do they talk about long-term growth, how to bring the continent back?
Well, in many ways, the Greek referendum will be a gauge of what the pain economically in individual countries means politically. Finally, before we go, FBI now involved in the John Corzine MF Global case. Let's not talk so much about Corzine, but the fact that MF Global made such a bad bet on Europe is another indication that, you know, the uncertainty here could bring down some other companies.
Everyone's wondering who else out there, who is another MF Global who has this exposure?
And indeed, that's what Wall Street markets are holding their breath about this morning. Futures are up, but we don't know if that will hold for the rest of the morning. Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.